Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, we like hanging out with you, that's for sure. We like your ideas, your suggestions, and yes, even your critiques. Please send them to requests@theunionedge.com. Requests@theunionedge.com. We appreciate that very much. Joining us right now by phone, we've got the man, the guy who is the myth and definitely deserves a monument in Washington, D.C. That's Chris Garlock. Chris, welcome.
Charles, good to be with you. Greetings from the nation's capital.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Just out of curiosity, you know, we're expecting a little snow here on the East Coast. Have they locked down D.C. yet?
Oh, Lord, Charles, I really hope not. We got so much stuff going on this week. I'm just like, come on, people, get a grip. I talked to my wife about it this morning, and she's like, come on, you know, it's a couple of inches. We've had a couple of feet. Get over it. But, you know, it's D.C., and everything throws us into a tizzy. So, you know, you just got to roll with the punches. What can I say? This is one of these storms, you know, it's probably just going to clip us a little bit on the edge. It looks like it's heading more to the north. So I think we're good. But, you know, it's D.C. Perception is reality, right?
Right, exactly. You know, and I, you know, I tease you about this. You're from upstate New York, and you've seen more than just a dusting in, or once or twice. So it's got to be kind of fun watching people drive in D.C. with a light dusting.
It's amusing. I don't know how fun it is, but it's mostly people like me just try to stay out of everybody else's way. You know, I mean,
stay off the sidewalks.
Stay off the sidewalks. Stay off the roads. Just stay back. But hey, listen, I got a bunch of really good stories for you here. Things that are going on this week. Last week, the mayor and the D.C. public school system, you're going to love this, Charles, they unilaterally said they were going to extend the school year. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds on the pros and cons of, you know, should they, shouldn't they. Here's the main thing, right? You know, they decided to do this. There are four different unions, not least of which is the teachers, who they did not bother to consult with on this. So that's number one. You'd want to check with the folks that are, you know, working with the kids all the time. Secondly, you know, there's a little thing called a contract, right? Now, you know, you got certain hours you work, Charles, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to work, you know, these other hours. Boom. You know, that is subject to negotiation. You can't just, you know, tell people, you know, you're going to extend the school year. So, you know, and if the teachers, for example, just kind of lead a charge on this, and they want to be very clear. In fact, I have a great quote from the president of the Washington Teachers Union, Local 6. She said, we want our children to have a better school year, not a longer one. And that's kind of the key here.
Right. You know, and in addition to that, you can't just kind of drop that surprise on the students, the parents, everybody to include the crossing guards, the bus drivers, teachers, I mean, the food prep people, everything else like that. I mean, my goodness, you know, this is, Chris, what were they thinking?
I don't know. I don't know where this came from. It's one of these things, like everything else that we're doing, it's like, seriously, you know, and it's just the kind of thing, honestly, it just sort of undermines morale. It's like, you know, we thought we were this team and, you know, you pull this kind of stuff. It really, it's just not good. So actually, there's a petition on our website at dclabor.org that the teachers put together. Basically, just calls on the mayor and DCPS to bargain with the unions. You know, pretty, you know, reasonable, plain vanilla kind of a thing. You shouldn't even have to ask them to do that, but that's where they're at. So,
yeah, you know,
folks.
And Chris, my whole thought about this is wait a second, time out. You want to try something, you want to do something new, that's fine. Get the subject matter experts in there, get their opinion, get their thoughts, get them to help design it, and things are going to run smoother for you.
I think you're right, and that's what we're going for here. So, you know, keep the fingers crossed. And we do have some good news, actually, on another front. I think I may have mentioned that the AFSCME Council 3, this is the folks who represent mostly state workers in Maryland and the education folks there in Maryland, big local, one of our real big locals there in Maryland. they've been going back and forth with the governor, a guy by the name of Larry Hogan, over the budget and all kinds of foolishness that he's been proposing. The good news is they're lobbying, and they actually went out and lobbied at the end of January, this really cold day, and it paid off because the governor's backed off and put some of these wage increases back in for the state and higher ed workers. That's the good news. The bad news is they still got fights coming up over some proposed job cuts and some privatization of state services. So, you know, it's a good, we're happy, we're pleased. I think, you know, the message is, you know, getting involved politically does make a difference, but it's not like one and done, you know what I mean?
There you go. So what's the next steps?
Well, you know, it's a good timing. Every Monday in Annapolis, labor lobbyists get together. So I'll be looking to find out from them, you know, what they're going to be doing next. Because it's not, you know, this is just AFSCME Council 3. I know that, you know, there's a lot of other folks there who have irons in the fire on issues, you know, in Maryland. So we'll see what's coming up on that. But they do meet every Monday while the assembly's in session to kind of keep pushing on that. The main thing with these guys is, you know, the deal, Charles, you just got to watch them like a hawk.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And take your eye off the ball. And then I got a real nice little story. It's also posted up on our website. Is the name of Kevin Burton, who's an African-American female journey worker, assistant director of electrical worker at Local 26's Joint Apprenticeship Training Center, but is also attending law school at George Washington University. And we are so proud of her because she just got one of her articles published in a thing called the Employee Relations Law Journal, which is pretty prestigious. In fact, it's the lead article. So we have a real nice little story about, you know, this is somebody who's really come up as a rank and filer and, you know, is now both working and going to law school and doing pretty darn well. So kind of cool.
There you go. There you go. What else have you got going on right now, Chris?
Well, I did want to mention tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Busboys and Poets in Tacoma Park. We are going to be screening some trailers for films that we're thinking about for this year's Labor Film Festival. We're already working. That doesn't come up till May. It'll be a third annual Labor Film Fest, Labor Fest, including the 16th Labor Film Festival. And so we've got a lot of folks coming tomorrow night. Everybody's welcome to come. It's going to be a Busboys, you know, grab a bite of dinner, have a drink, and we'll have you, you know, take a look at these films and see what the what is.
Any exciting titles for this year? Any new ones?
A ton. I'm actually working on this list now. This is why we need this screening committee, and this is why I encourage folks to show up and to help out, because I think our short list is not so short. I think we've got, like, you know, 50, 60 titles. In fact, I got to kind of narrow that down some. Because we only got 2 hours tomorrow night, and I got to go through, you know, get these trailers up, and, you know, people got to watch them and vote on them. So some real interesting things. I can probably talk more about it. And on Friday, I can report on it once we've narrowed it down. But, you know, we got some stuff from abroad, as usual. We've got some domestic stuff. We're going to be looking to do a short film contest, so we're excited about that. So, you know, it's only February, but, you know, May's not going to be that far away.
There you go, Chris. And this is exciting. You always put on a great show, a great effort. So I strongly suggest anybody who is interested at any point, get a hold of Chris. Chris, how do we do that?
DCLabor.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Very exciting stuff. We look forward to having more people participate this year.
There you go. And we appreciate that, Chris. We appreciate what you're doing. In the meantime, we've got to get going. It was Chris Gerlach of the D.C. Labor Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.